welcome to another episode of the Seneca Financial Solutions podcast. My name is Jordan Travers. With me is Luke Larrativ. Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
Good afternoon, JT.
Cool.
It's always weird when we do two in a row and we do two intros. I know that's, you know, you have to do it.
We can't reveal the secret now.
Well, everyone's got it. We often do two in a row, so here you go.
Well, it's batching, which is perfect for this episode we'll talk about today.
Yeah, it is perfect for this episode we're talking about today.
We're going to talk about what's happening behind the scenes at Seneca HQ, what you don't get to see.
Yeah, I think you don't get to see much is the answer, but it takes a lot to get it there sometimes.
Mm. I think we should start doing video content soon and give people a tour of the office and show them how beautiful we are.
We are shooting video on this coming Friday.
Okay.
So we've got the guys from Flying Art Films coming in. I'm doing two interviews with two business owners for our B2B series, which we've kind of stopped doing, not stopped, but it's been on a bit of a hiatus because I've just been too busy.
Oh, you've been moving offices.
Moving offices and stuffing around with things. And also just other like money making, you know, revenue generating stuff.
Mm.
So haven't been able to sort of spend the time doing that. Plus those boys have been shooting videos with Swiss and Everlast, and they went over to Vietnam with Rold, so they're doing great. So
highly recommend those boys.
They are a good bunch of lads, the guys from Flying Art. So if you like hip hop and you like good edits and good shooting, give them a ring or give me a ring and I can put you in touch with David and Kim, good young fellas from out east.
We digress. What's happening behind the scenes, mate? What are we doing here? What's going on every day?
So, I mean, like, there's lots of stuff that happens. Like, I suppose all the business owners will relate, you know. There's a lot of stuff going on. This whole CEO gig it's pretty tough. Like, it's pretty, I didn't underestimate it. I knew it'd be a hard slog. But I suppose the overall thing is like I'm massively enjoying it. I was just saying to Claire last night that, you know, I can be at work super late and there's not a minute where I'm like, I want to get home.
What's super late?
I don't know, like 10:30, 11.
Yeah, well.
I miss the gym, which really annoys me.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. I just don't mind the work. Mm. Like I do 12 hours, 14 hours now with my eyes closed. Like, it's just super enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Time goes quick.
Why do you think it's so enjoyable? Like, most people, when they think, oh, you don't want to sit behind a computer for that long or sit in a chair.
Yeah, there's a couple elements to it. One, like, I'm building a business that's my own. You know, I own my business here. I'm working on something that I'm really proud of. I really, you know, contrary to before, I'm really comfortable handing out my business card or giving people contact details or bringing people to the office or introducing people that I work with. In that sense, you know, it's enjoyable.
Mm.
And then in the other sense, you know, like, it's a bit of a challenge, you know. We are trying to build a really big, successful business.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of effort. There's a lot of hassle and stuffing around that goes into making sure your client logins are working, your prices are up to date every night, the morning essentials goes out every day, the weekly notes got half decent content in it, these podcasts get done, you know, the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the LinkedIns are all up to date, all the staff are happy, we're looking at it, we're meeting companies and seeing them regularly, and we're looking at corporate ideas and unlisted stuff that's coming to market to make sure we can give you the best possible, you know, opportunity to get set in those kind of deals that are going to make you a lot of money. We're connecting with, you know, with brokers and advisors and financial planning networks and accounting networks and law firms and every other professional services people out there to help us with the different parts of our business and for us to help them with the things that we can help them with. You know, and then on top of that, I'm trying to meet clients.
Mm.
And help you get better, you know, help teach you and help Simon and you know, look after compliance and you know, manage our license and speak to our licensee. Like there's a lot, right? Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And then you've got to move office, then you've got to buy furniture, then you've got to set buy up TVs, buy plants for the office because your intern insists on having a highly oxygenated environment for you to sit in.
That's been shown in Bruce productivity, mate.
It has, it has. I'm yet to see any of this fucking productivity, but nah. So, you know, like I said, I really like it. Like, it's really good.
Mm. I think what you've touched on there is really important. It's enjoyable and it's challenging, and together those two provide like meaning in your life. You know, when you're really working on something that's difficult and has long-term value, like it really is shown to make your life feel more meaningful. I think that's, if we're going to go deep right in there.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're touching on there. It's really important.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think of it as like you're only on this earth for a pretty short period of time,
mm.
and you know you only have so many days of breathing air, and like why waste them rotting away, not maximizing your potential, or not trying to be the best version of yourself that you can be, or not doing what you want to do.
Business.
No, like that's just me. Like I started a. There's a photo my mum has of me dragging my brother out the front road doing lemonade stands on the Gold Coast, and we used to live there. Claire and I ran a t-shirt business the first year we were at uni. Like, we've been doing businesses. I've been wanting to do businesses since forever.
Okay.
You know, it's not, this isn't like, you know, I didn't watch two episodes of Gary Vaynerchuk and think I was going to be an entrepreneur. Like, it doesn't work. You know, that's not me. Like, it's a...
Is that a problem with the current climate, you think?
Oh, I don't know about a problem. I don't know. I try and encourage all people who have the cojones to start a business.
Because
mm.
You learn something.
Yeah, and like, fuck the haters. Like, you know, like yeah, just, yeah. If you want to do it, like go and do it. Like mm. Don't let anyone stop you. But I think also you have to kind of have some idea of like what you're capable of. And I think too many people sort of go into it thinking that, oh, we'll just get a client. And whether it's this or any other sort of business, you know, or we'll just win that work or whatever it is.
Mm.
Like, it's super hard to get a client, mm. let alone get 2 or 10 or 20 or 500, you know, like it's...
If you've got referrals.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's very, very difficult. Mm. So, you know, I just don't... I don't take it lightly. I didn't take it lightly, you know, a year ago, and I certainly don't now.
So how do you juggle all those... you know, priorities that you mentioned before, as well as, you know, work-life balance? They're two different things, like priorities in the workplace as well as priorities in life in its totality. Do you have a process, or it's just how your brain works to pick the most important thing at the current time?
No, I don't really have process. I probably find outside of work, I have enough process and discipline at work that outside of work, I'm a little bit... I wouldn't say undisciplined, but maybe unstructured. I don't like to plan a lot of stuff. I like spontaneity on the weekends. I like to just be able to grab my board on or surf's good, I'm going surfing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I like that. I suppose the things I, as you know, like the things I do, I go to the gym and I try and eat relatively healthily by my standards.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, Claire, who cooks great food as well. But... you know, I'm not as healthy as Jordan, who's a real weapon. But I'm certainly, you know, compared to the average office worker, you know, I watch what I eat, I train pretty regularly, I play sport, you know, mm. like I said, I surf and enjoy getting out in, you know, in the ocean or in the natures.
Mm.
So I don't really have a process. I just kind of like to, I only do stuff that I like. I try and minimize, that's my process.
Mm-hmm.
I try and minimize and outsource all the stuff that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just try and spend as much time doing
that. So lunches and, you know, parties of distant people that you haven't, you know, spoken to in a long time and don't really have a connection with.
No.
They're not high on the priority list.
No, like, I mean, I'm 32, I don't go out anymore, but I definitely don't. I don't hang out with people from work on the weekends. You know, I don't network on the weekends, or if, you know, I'm not trying to meet brokers on a Friday night at the pub. Like, no, I deliberately avoid all that kind of stuff. I don't really care if people know me or don't know me, if I'm infamous or if I'm famous or if I'm, I just want to be successful
mm-hmm.
by my definition of success.
What is that?
Don't know. Not quite sure.
You opened it up.
I really sort of left the gate open there. Look, for me, there's levels to it and layers to it, but just using my time in a way that is, like you said, challenging and enjoyable with, you know, the people and living a comfortable life, doing the things I want to do with the people that I care about. Like that's kind of, I think, what everyone, most people are trying to get. I'm not particularly greedy or particularly have any, you know, crazy desires to be, you know, on the front of the BRW or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. Like, I'm super ambitious too. Like, challenge to me, like, they're real challenges. I'm setting myself pretty high expectations for myself, always have. And so, and I've got, you know, shareholders who I've promised and said that I would have those kind of expectations for what we do. So if we end up doing really well financially, you know, that's great. But we make a pretty good living doing what we do, and very lucky in this industry. I think it's pretty overpaid, you know, largely on aggregate. And you can do well. So I've never really had to worry too much about money or being able to make money. I kind of know how to do that now. I'm pretty confident with my own capital. I could easily, you know, sustain myself. It's just a case of, you know, I run clients because I want to run a bigger business. I want to build a bigger thing.
That's good. Thank you for sharing. I've noticed that, you know, there's a really tight group of people around you helping you run this thing. Like, how did you find these people and bring them together to form this unit, you know, with all the same vision?
Like, we met, like, at our previous work, pretty much. But I think if you ask them if they thought they would be doing this, what we're doing now with Seneca, you know, a few years ago, they would have said no. I think if you'd asked me, I probably would have, if I was honest with you, which I wasn't honest with many people, but I would have said yes. You know, I kind of always knew what I was doing, and I knew, you know, how I was going to play it. So, you know, if you'd asked John if he thought he would be in a, you know, 50-50 partnership with me, 5 years ago, he would have spat his lunch out and told me, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no way in hell.
He's a 27-year-old kid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, how did we pull them together in answer to your question? I don't know. Well, like, Vic hired me as a deals assistant to work for Warren, and Wazza and I became mates, and then Vic and I became mates, and then I left, you know, came back, worked in Queensland for a while, came back, took over Wazza's business, needed more help. Vic was working for Shores as the office manager, state manager, and I said, do you want to come work for me instead? She said, yep. Started working with Vic. So we kind of knew each other, had worked together, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Vic and I started running that business. Then John saw what we were doing with that business and was like, oh, you're doing a really good job with those clients. Would you like to look after my clients? I said, yep. Happy to do that. John and I started talking about culture and how we could run a firm differently, and the ways we thought, you know, the current firm could improve or change and evolve, and where I saw where my vision was and what I was looking to do. And John actually ended up having really similar views on things, and we got together. But how do you coordinate? I mean, I think just being trying to be a strong leader, you know, having a clear vision, talking about it openly, being transparent, being honest, being authentic, just being a good, like, trying to be a decent person. I think that's how you get people to follow you and lead people. And, you know, it's, you don't have to, like, beat your chest or wear a pinstripe suit and stand in power positions and, you know, like, try. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's all bullshit. Yeah. Like, just be a decent human being. And if you tell people, like, what you want to do, why you want to do it, why it's important to you, like, most humans will buy in, like, you know, will buy in with you because we all kind of want the same thing. And I think, yeah, just focusing on, you know, what we have in common rather than constantly trying to define how we're different, help, you know, result in a very funny and cohesive yet super combative and quite entertainingly bullying environment.
it's a really fun place to be. I do enjoy it. Yeah. So where do you see, I won't ask the big grandiose question, but what's next for the next 6 months for Seneca? Like, what are we working on now?
Look, I think we've got a host of new people looking to join us at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, just kind of filtering through them, and working out who we want to fill this office up for us.
In terms of other advisors?
Yeah, I think we'll put on some more advisors, maybe some more staff too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll just kind of see how that goes. I'm not in a super hurry. You know, we're kind of growing fast enough to just sustain and keep going the way we're going at the moment. We don't really need to, you know, inorganically grow. But that being said, like, I can't continue just to manage more and more money. You know, my capacity to do that will run out. More and more accounts, you know, it's just, it's too much for me given the scale of the business and like how it's starting to build up now.
Mm.
So I need other advisors on board to help with that and hopefully bring something to the table as well in terms of some revenue, which is great. I think we'll continue to, you know, build out our kind of offering for clients, improve our offering for clients. I'd like to redo the website. I'd like to redo the client portal. I've got a little bit of money to spend on IT infrastructure and got a few nice, clever things that I'd like to do with that. I'd like to improve our socials and our content. I think it's great we're doing the podcast. It's an easy get. But like you said, more video, more written.
Mm.
Like weekly note, like I shouldn't be the only person writing in this firm. So
that's what brought me here, weekly note.
Yeah, the weekly note has brought a lot of things to me. Mm. But yeah, that's kind of what we're doing. And yeah, just I suppose we're just grateful to have such a nice bunch of people who support our business, who pay us every month, and entrust us with their capital to do the right thing and look after it for them. So yeah, not just me, but all of us are, you know, eternally grateful for that. And you know, try and work real hard to make sure that we do a really good job for them.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate being here, Luke. You taught me heaps, and it's fun to join that meaningful pursuit of growing this business with you. I reckon that's pretty good for today.
It's too long podcast.
Yeah. Let's open it up to some more questions. If you have one, jordant@senecafs.com.au. I want a question.
You can send your abuse, nudes, and actually no, if anyone sends me a nude, I'm going to lose my mind. But yeah, questions or whatever you need, Luke L@senecafs.com.au.
Thank you all and goodbye.